today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I respond to criticism. I like responding to criticism.
Yeah.
And either negative or positive. Either saying, you know, talking about my Irish bag, or or I'll say it's a valid
criticism.
One
guy wrote me
when I'm talking about the Yak Shack.
He said, is it just me or has Oscar gained some weight this summer? And
did you mute that?
No, I wrote him back. I said, sir, you are correct.
You gain weight.
You see, that's a wonderful piece of social discourse that would have been impossible 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then so, but it also.
In the old days, you have to buy a stamp.
And
do you know what also didn't exist?
I call my dad later on. And so I'm like, okay, mom doesn't care about me. She cares about dad. Let's see if dad cares about me or if he just cares about dad. And so I call him and he just goes, oh, I heard you were in a crash also.
Diminishing right away.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
The whole tray?
Monsignor Jughead was here.
Welcome to the new look of the Mike O'Mara Show. The backdrop arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
The one that was supposed to be sent to Florida.
Florida.
Was inadvertently sent up here. So here it will stay.
Yes.
And there it is. This is the new look.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
The Mike O'Mara Show. There it is.
Showcase showdown.
I feel like we've gone widescreen, like VistaVision or Panavision when movies got big.
Oh, you get the field of view.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yes.
We're cinematic.
Very cinematic.
You can actually have three people in there, Mike, and still be in front of the backdrop.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We could do that that way.
What are the odds that the backdrop, and we'll get to the miscommunication and the delivery to Maine and not Florida. But what are the odds that you could bring the family over for a group picture in front of the backdrop?
Yes.
Well, I could if they were here, but they're scattered. They're scattered right now.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Kathy and everybody else. Like when you have it in the next
time the whole
you have
fam.
People over, you're the fam.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
That'd be
fun. You mean just like a still photo?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? Do the thing.
Yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
A lot of times.
If I can get them all, if I can wrangle them, I'll do that.
Yeah.
A lot of times they do a family picture where everyone wears white shirts and khakis, so you all match. It would look really nice.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. We're
really?
Not going to do that. No, I'm not. We're not going to do that.
I think
I
it
hate
looks
that.
Really
that is so suburban.
Matching outfits is so
on
nice.
The rocks.
That is so suburban. Have
do
you
it.
Ever done that?
No.
No.
As a matter of fact,
you have to have
you gave me exactly the reaction I was hoping for.
Thank you. Yeah, that's
I don't mind when that happens.
Yeah, it's like a family newsletter.
Everybody has to be very good looking.
That's true.
Peggy just got accepted to Harvard, and we're really excited because Jonathan is going to be starting swim lessons this year.
Our middle
now,
son
remember,
Dallas had a wonderful year.
It's like I lick my bag.
Mike, we have a friend in common that has this perfect family in picture. And when I receive those, I'm like, man, if I have a good-looking family like that, maybe one day. Maybe
I don't
maybe
mind the
one
photographs.
Day.
I inundate my social media, and I send out pictures to everybody. I love pictures. There's nothing. My best pictures are my three children together.
Yes.
Some of the most beautiful pictures. Carla took, when Michael was a baby, took Catherine and Elizabeth to the photo studio. I love that. What I don't like are the matching outfits. Which that's just so much overdoing it for the family. But if you do that, that's your discretion.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. But the family newsletter, that screams.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, but let me tell you what we're up to because you care so much. No, we don't. No, we really don't.
I got a newsletter in my email last week from a guy I don't know. I think he just like found my email through the show.
This is an opportunity, though, for all of us to really think what we could. Now, Mike has roughly a week up in Maine with this backdrop.
Right.
With his family. There are so many characters that are within the purview of this show, Mike, that you've created, that you've brought to light.
Right. Could we have me put hats on and get in front of the backdrop?
No, I would have them come in and just have still portraits on an iPhone in front of the actual sign.
Mm, your friends,
so we could actually
neighbors.
Put a characters list on the website.
Yes.
To have, you probably want to know who Kathy was. And then Kathy's right there.
Well,
right?
Back before I came up, a week before I came up here.
Yes.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
I asked to get a backdrop because I knew the one wasn't going to be the case that the one travels by air in was not. Was too banged up. I patched it with duct tape, and it finally gave up the ghost.
Wasn't
and,
going.
And I couldn't do it. And I was busted anyway. Was not in great shape, right?
No, the backdrop's in great shape. I'll use that down. If you want to send one down to Florida, you can, but you don't need to.
I really don't.
But no, but I love this.
I mean,
this,
that's,
and for the one reason,
that's 2019.
Oscar, this this allows me to bring folk in.
So yeah, that, yeah. I love
from
it.
That standpoint,
we'll
I would.
Another one
if
down.
It's doable, sure. If you send it to them, you send it to the wrong place. But you know, do whatever you want.
Stomp
do
down there.
But,
yes.
But anyway, so
hey, Brett,
yeah, this
happened?
One's better in every way. This is better. Rob was right. This one's not as shiny, so it works, and it's terrific, and I'm happy, and it was easy. Kind of the same way the other one works.
Yeah.
Almost
yeah.
Identical. It has, you know what it has? It has better feet.
Yes.
Ooh.
It has much better feet. It grounds better. It's
stabilized.
That's what's good about it. It's good. So, yeah, I mean, if it's not going to cost a fortune,
no.
Or they're going to make it right that they send it to the wrong place, you know, we could do it that way.
We
you
should
know,
do it that way.
And we shall do it that way.
I would like that. It would make me very, very happy. Very, very happy.
I like when you're very happy.
Well, what I think we should do, Mike, is we'll address it right after the program. I want to apologize, but I'll tell you this much. For us, it's a treat because we actually have a preview
well,
of
I
what
love
it would
it
look
too.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I saw it,
looks
I fantastic. Didn't, it was a no. It was, oh, what
looks
happened?
Fantastic.
Oh.
You froze on us, having, Mike. We're calling
oh,
you back.
Oh, no, yes. No, 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 yeah. No.
Yes. It's an easy fix.
Yeah, Rob, stop man, being
I'm so shiny.
Pleasant.
I'm always so right, shiny. Where's know, my wife?
I'm not happy.
You know, you're only shiny because the backdrop is less shiny, and it makes you look
also,
more shiny compared to
the other. All right, so what, are we? Inside. Am I calling you, or are you calling? Oh, this
we're calling you right now, Mike. Uh-huh. There you are, Mike.
Ta-da!
You're back.
Yeah, of all days to have it like
right?
Urinating again.
Yes.
The connectivity. You know, of this. But anyway, I like to, if you're watching, by the way, if you're not watching, most people get this show not on a video, they get it on audio. So
yeah.
My apologies. We're talking about the backdrop of the show, which has the Mike O'Mara Show logo, and it's very professional.
Better feet.
And it looks very nice.
And it's a great reason.
I can do it anywhere.
It's a great reason to check the show out on YouTube. Our YouTube presentation, we're very proud
oh
of. And subscribe while you're there.
Do
but
it.
But as far as the
it,
transportability
do it,
do it. Of this item, it's extremely long. It's 7 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And so to take it, you know, in a car, especially if that car happens to be a clown car, which we referred to yesterday as the Subaru, that's going to be kind of a problem child to get all the way down here. But once it's set up, it's good. But I mean, you know, this is like done. I think this should go in the back. If we're doing a show where we take 18-wheelers to the show.
Oh, like a McCartney show with three flatbeds?
Now I know what you're talking about with that tube.
Yes.
That too. By the way, that would be, you know what I was thinking when I saw that cardboard tube? I was thinking multiple potato gun.
Well, Mike, it could be like a cantaloupe gun.
Like
it wouldn't even have to be
a cantaloupe gun. A watermelon gun.
Yes.
No, a cantaloupe gun.
Cantaloupe's
or,
about
a
right.
A cantaloupe gun. Yep, that'd be perfect.
Although
a melon gun.
I think a honeydew would be better because you're talking the
a
same
honeydew.
Size with a smooth yep. skin, give you a better
and it's
sail.
Got that nice green sheen to
yeah.
it. When
mm.
it goes like that. But boy, you'd need a lot of propellant. You'd need a lot, but you know,
I got
you
it.
A seal, you know, that would be fun.
I got the propellant.
Artillery.
That would be fun. Yes, yeah. It'd be wonderful. It would be wonderful. So welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you all with us today. I'm happy to be here, and I do have, for those of you that want to check it out on YouTube or on our live stream, we have a brand new shiny red, black, and white background, and it looks really really nice today. My question, though, is why did they, after all this time, when we finally settled on this going down to Florida, why did it? Now, I can relate to this because I certainly have things sent to the wrong place.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. I do that. I do. Oh, can I mention one thing before
oh, no,
we go
please,
into this?
Please.
This is really not that big a deal. I have to say to the people, I spent a good chunk of the morning on show ending audio, which I like to do. That's
yes,
my new
I love
thing
that.
That I do. Takes a long time, as Rob will tell you. It takes a while to get the right stuff. But I also spent a chunk of that time answering my Twitter notifications, which I rarely do. Had about 58 Twitter notifications that I hadn't
you checked
in
You went into
in
your Twitterverse.
Yes, and I'd like to say now, for those people that were sneaking into my Twitter and making every effort to bring their poison into the Twitter because I blocked you on Facebook.
Damn.
Spent a good chunk of the morning blocking you all.
That's wonderful. What a good feeling.
Fare thee well. Fare thee well, all you naysayers. Yes, I'm fat. Thanks for the bulletin. I appreciate that. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, but I was doing that, and, you know, I really haven't. And I know people thought, oh, he can't get into the Twitter thing and block. So, well, yes, I did, and yes, I can. Hallelujah.
You know, when you see someone, and I you know, I can share this with you. When someone on Twitter or an ugly website or some sort of social media says, you know, hey, Rob is fat or hey, Mike is fat. Do they think they're breaking news? Do they think we don't know?
I don't like it when strangers make fun of us.
There was actually a handle. There was a handle, Mike the Hypocrite. Mike the Hypocrite was one of the handles.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe they.
People that make it still alive.
Maybe they
after all these years.
It was a different Mike.
It was.
I'm probably.
Why does Mike the Hypocrite? Then would it follow that Mike the Hypocrite would make a negative comment about Mike O'Mara?
Well, Mike, because you are hated. Mike, that would work. The guy also hates Mike Wallace. And that's who it was referring to.
It was interesting that still lives. And I'm, in a small way, kind of proud of that. That it's out there. That the
Twitter
people
is
are,
a haven
are doing
for
that.
Cowards, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's also a haven for people that there's a subset of people that don't like some of my views on the world. That's what it is. But they're out there and they're passionate.
And they're loving every minute of it.
Oh, they're loving every minute of it. Probably loving this discussion right now.
You said that it's you don't go to Twitter often. Is it because you dislike Twitter? Because I dislike Twitter.
No, I mean, I go to Twitter, but I just, you know, what I do is when I post on Facebook, it automatically goes to Twitter, and that's how I communicate. I don't, you know, I follow several people. Like, I want to make sure that I get, you know, the president's latest tweets because it's interesting.
And, sad.
Sad. And so I do it. I follow people, but I don't follow it like I follow other social media, so I should. And in the Twitter sphere, it was nice to sit there and go, oh, I said, I've got people that are thinking that I don't look at this.
Right.
That's why they're doing that, you know, referencing Oscar's comment about the cowardice that exists on the Twitter sphere. And so, you know, I was able to do that. It always gives me great satisfaction.
You diffuse their power.
I hadn't done it once. I've never blocked anyone on Twitter because I didn't know the process.
That's
great. It's easy. You know, you just click on the
little
buttons. And, you block them, and they're gone. Have you ever blocked anybody on Twitter?
No,
I haven't on Twitter.
But usually they're escort services.
Do you even go on Twitter, Rob? Do you even
About once a week just to see if anything's popping. I get alerts sometimes. It's usually Tony Perkins saying it's cool. That's the
What's
average
app. Out.
So you have blocked people on Twitter?
Yeah, I've blocked people. What I do, I don't, you mute them. I don't block them. I mute them. Okay. I mute them because I don't want to give them the satisfaction to know they got to me.
Ah.
So they can continue writing, pretending that they think that it's coming to me, but I'll never see it.
Yeah, but other people see it.
Yes.
Yeah, see, other people see it. I'm paranoid enough where I don't want anybody.
If you mute it, that just blinds it to you, right? And the rest of the Twitter sphere can see it if they're muted?
Yeah. See, so they can continue to dig.
Dig.
But Mike, you know the way I work. I don't, like, I'm not built that way. I love that you're built that way because that's what makes this show fantastic. But for me, I will mute people just to say, I don't want you in my life. We're good.
Right. Okay, I get it. I get it. But, you know, if you really want to 86 them, you block.
Yes,
block is like killing them. You know,
it's like throwing them in jail.
In my eyes, it gives them the satisfaction to know that that they had said something that affected me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, but if I mute them, they just keep on wasting their time.
But anybody that listens to me knows that you know, I read everything, and I'm you know, I get to, they get to me. I respond to criticism. I like responding to criticism.
Yeah,
and either negative or positive. Either saying, you know, talking about my Irish bag. Or I'll say it's a valid
One
criticism
guy wrote me,
when I'm talking about the Yak Shack.
He said, is it just me or has Oscar gained some weight this summer? And
did you mute that?
No, I wrote him back. I said, sir, you are correct.
You gained weight.
You see, that's a wonderful piece of social discourse that would have been impossible 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then but it also.
I mean, in the old days, you have to buy a stamp.
And
do you know what also didn't exist?
Hey. 2 weeks later, is it just me or have you gained weight?
Telegram, what is this?
But it was fantastic because I guess the Jamie Foxx comedians in cars getting coffee really resonated with me because this is not the case whatsoever. It's just I haven't really worked out because of the workload.
Second time you brought up this episode of Comedians
because
in Cars.
Jamie Foxx talks about how he got fame face, where he gained weight as soon as he got famous. And he remembers being on stage, and at that point, if you remember, the style was a t-shirt and a vest.
Yeah.
Right? So he remembers being on stage, and he couldn't button all the buttons on his little vest.
Oh,
because
vests, Rob and I could tell you, vests are something. Vests are something that leave the fat man early on.
Mike and I
live
in the kingdom of the cummerbund.
Yeah, back in the day, and then they came up with vests that were like, Yeah, it's so much fabric. It's more fabric than this backdrop.
Yeah.
For the modern fat man vest. But that,
and
vest
even worse,
bad on a fat guy.
A rental vest that is just like an elastic strap in the back. So you're essentially wearing a dickie. That's no good either.
It's an elastic strap. It's fake.
Yes.
It's just got two pads of cloth.
A horrible
nasty look.
He says that he was on stage.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of Fame
with
Face.
With a Fame Face, because he gained some weight.
Yeah.
And he said he's doing a set, so only a couple buttons were buttoned and not the rest of them, because, you know, when he gained weight, you couldn't button all of them.
Right.
He says, a black lady yells from the crowd, he goes, "Why are you not button that vest? You're getting weight, you're getting fat." And he said he sat there and he goes, and there's hecklers all the time, but when a black woman yells at you on stage and calls you fat and you can't go back at somebody because she's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's great. That is so cool.
It really, he goes, I had to think about myself and be like, oh my God. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
Now, I get a message from a listener, different story. I don't have Fame Face. I literally just have not working out face.
Right.
And I sat there and I was like, yes, sir, you are correct. And I start thinking about this. The days of my mom shaming me, calling me fat, I've completely, like, that has, I can Teflon that now. Because my mom's abused me physically and verbally too long.
When did she start calling you fat? What era was that?
What I would always gain, like, 5 or 10 pounds back in college.
Sure.
Your mom will shame you with fat.
Yes. My mom would be like, what's up with the double chin? What's
your
story?
Mom ever shame you with fat?
No, my mother fed me.
It would never come up like, oh, Rob, you've got to lose weight.
No, not really.
Never had that?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, what did she tell you? You know, Rob, you have brown hair. It would be the same thing. I know that I'm fat. It's the same deal.
No, but I mean, my mom, it was constant. I mean, whenever I'd see her after a while, dear, and it was always like the fear of death. It was like, dear, you have to lose that weight. You have to lose that weight. I just wish you'd drop. Even if you drop 20 pounds,
I wouldn't
she
even
would do
get,
that. Was constant in my house.
I wouldn't get that concerned, Mike. This is what I get when I get home. You used to be so good looking.
Oh.
What happened?
Wow.
You don't look good with a fat face.
That's like next level.
Wow.
But then she'll swerve. She'll be like, I made empanadas.
You know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in a tiny little way, what Carla does to me, but not really. Carla now is in a real tough love zone with me. It'll be the only time I'm going to eat is on my own. It's like, and go ahead. And if you want it, go ahead. But it's more like now maintaining the, she's really, really helping. So I can't screw this up because Carla goes with me until I screw up a couple of times and then she'll bail on me, completely bail on me.
Mm.
You're on your own. You do what you want. I'm not going to tell you what the calories
are. That's a lot more painful.
You go ahead. Yeah. You do that. And even last night I cheated, but I still lost weight, so I'm real happy. But I didn't cheat.
I'll have
that later in the show. For fat people, this is later in the show. And if you like a particular product, you're going to love my cheat. This is going to be my life hack, Mike O'Mara's life hack. Mm. You'll enjoy
Rob, just a follow-up?
Yeah.
We never really got, what did she talk to you about? Your mom.
In what way?
Was there ever any criticism of her baby boy, Robbie?
Well, yeah, I mean, she wanted me to have the best grades I could possibly have. If the grades ever slack, she gave me grief about that. She never gave me grief about physicality, I guess.
Okay.
I come to think about it, you know.
She never said you're fat?
No.
Maybe like, how about you run some more?
No. We're not a running family.
But she, and he got good grades. He got good grades.
Yes, go Rams, go.
And you got good grades in high school and in college,
yeah,
right?
I did okay, yeah. So it worked out. It just, of course, you know, I'll have a shortened life to enjoy them, but my legacy will live on.
Did your father ever give you crap about weight?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I think my father was always disappointed that I wasn't into sports.
Okay.
He wasn't, but as you know, Mike,
I come from a broken home. I know. God.
He didn't notice until it was too late.
Maybe you can discuss this in Rob Spiewak's Summertime, which is coming up.
Oh,
all right, that's fine.
I look forward to that.
You can talk about everything. Mm-hmm. Now get ready, Oscar, because you know we always have to pry.
Yeah.
We have to peel that onion with him. He hates
it. Get the can opener.
People love him, and when people love him, they want to know more about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. But what we've learned today is that neither mom or dad ever were, maybe because of the broken home thing. You know,
I don't know. You know,
that
it
might
just
have something to do with it.
Maybe it's because I didn't really get morbidly obese till I was out of the house.
Oh, really? All right. Well, see, that's when I did. And that's when my mom, you know, when I'd come back for visits, it would be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I know, Mom. I know. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I know. And then Kathy'd come in, you know, super, super fit. Still is today. Running around, 7 years older than I am. What'd we do? Oh, we went out. What'd you do? What'd you do when you were in Montreal eating poutine? Well, we took Michael on a hike. We took him to the beach. We took him up here. Run all around. And I'm incredibly fit. And then he comes home 5 minutes after he gets home with me. Daddy goes in the easy chair. And Michael goes, I'm bored. Thanks, sister. Thanks, sister of mine. Yeah. All right. S&D, everybody. S&D. Go ahead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Remember when the ice cream man used to come to town when you was little? And no matter what you was doing, you would stop and lose your mind? There's something about the ice cream truck that make kids lose it. And they can hear that from 10 blocks away. They don't hear their mother calling them, but they hear that ice cream truck. And no matter what was going on, the ice cream man came and stopped. You hear, ice cream! Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming! Mom! Throw down some money! Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. And you get your ice cream. I get my ice cream. And I didn't eat it. I sang for a little while, you know. You know how kids are having going.
I have some ice cream. I have some ice cream.
You know, there'd be one kid on the side, didn't get no ice cream, and kids don't care. They go,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. Because you are on the welfare. And you can't afford it.
Other kids join in.
You can't afford it. You can't afford it. And his father is an alcoholic. He wants some ice cream. He wants to eat some of my ice cream. Want to lick? Psych. You want some ice cream. You want some ice cream.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, The Mike O'Mara Show. So when you say the TMOS, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like that. It's like Jeb Bush.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. We have a loyal family of listeners. Welcome to all of them. And for you newbies, sit back, enjoy. And we got a good show planned for you today. From Mount Airy, Maryland to Hyderabad, India. From Rock Hill, Virginia to Granger, Washington. From Mendoza, Argentina to Arco, Idaho. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And I want to tell you about one of my favorite products in the entire world. My Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
Sleep Number. This is not just a bed. It's proven quality sleep. I should know. I have a Sleep Number bed. I don't know how many years I've slept on it, but it's we're getting there. We're getting to that decade mark of sleeping on a Sleep Number bed. I got them in Maine. I got them in Florida.
I think it is 10 years because you had it on the terrestrial show.
I did? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Guess what? For proven quality sleep, there's the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Queen mattresses start at just $9.99. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Rob's right. 10 years I've had this product.
Yep, been 10 years. Over 10 years.
I have not looked back. It's awesome. They've been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is right now an 85. Carla's is, I believe, a 70. She tweaked it up a little bit. We love it. Come in now and save up to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you do, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It's Tuesday, and that means not about us, ladies and gentlemen. It's about
hey, you.
Yeah.
Right,
Anyway, I didn't know you know the words.
You're in Ellsworth, Maryland. Go to Blueberry Hill and sample the fine ice cream products there that are provided by the Giffords Ice Cream Company, also made in Maine. If you happen to go further on down the road, you might stumble yourself into another ice cream shop that'll charge you $34 for a single ice cream. Very frustrating. So I won't mention names, though. Don't want to hurt anybody. Now tighter and brighter for you. Here it is. Hey, guys. Longtime TMOS fan here.
The boss jock with the boss sound that my boss told me to play. Wonderful wino. The big sound in the big town. Wino time. Bing bong. 5 minutes after the big hour, 5 o'clock.
I don't know what's wrong with me today.
What was his name? Hey, Al Slap?
Al Sleet.
Sleet. The weatherman
That's
was Al Sleet.
That's the hippy dippy weatherman.
It was
wino time. Bing bong. But who was the guy? I don't remember.
I'll have to find it. I'll find it for you.
No, was Al Sleet the... No,
Al Sleet was the weatherman. The hippy-dippy weatherman.
The hippy-dippy weatherman. And now Wino News with newsman Bill Beeper. Saigon!
That's fun.
Phnom Penh! Bangkok! That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour. All right. Hey, guys. Longtime fan here. And I'm loving everything you guys are doing. It always seems weird writing to you dudes via email, but whatevs. I've got a work conference coming up in D.C., and I ended up getting an Airbnb a few blocks away from the studio. Not my intention, but after booking, I was like, oh, S, I wish that Starbucks was still there. Anyway, I had a few questions for you all as quasi-locals. Number one, any bars, restaurants in the Glover Park area you'd recommend? And number two, I was thinking of checking out some of the monuments in the city while they're lit up at night. Any other advice for some safe yet fun nighttime festivities, i.e. not going to be doing any strip clubs, as they're just not my bag.
Oh.
So he's seeing Ben Folds and the Violent Femmes at the Anthem on
Good
Tuesday
show.
Night.
Look at this guy.
But my Sunday and Monday are wide open. He wants advice. Any joint
Mike,
you would
recommend? This just in, the name we're looking for, worth the wait, Scott Lame.
Scott Lame here. The boss jock with the boss sounds and the boss day that my boss told me to play.
So, bars, restaurants in Glover Park?
Sunday
Glover
night. Park. Well, look, there's two staples now in the city.
Uh-huh.
And no, when you walk down the street, there's going to be a lot of four leaf signs as the neighborhood's going through a rejuvenation.
Yeah.
I like to talk about.
Right.
You want to go to Bread Soda, which is across the way from Wingo's. Either work.
What is Bread Soda?
It's a sandwich. Like they play
the Emporium.
Yes, an Emporium, but
great sandwiches.
It's a pool bar, like to play actual pool.
Mm, they also have
they don't have a pool there like South Beach.
No, but they also have like the shuffleboard games. They've got good bar games.
Yeah, so
they
have bar games, right. Primarily a bar, but have solid sandwiches. And then Wingo's across the way has an adult arcade in the back. By adult, nothing adult stripping wise, but adult.
Wingo.
As far as some really cool pinball machines and so you can actually have some wings and jump into the arcade.
Our curry is very nice.
Yeah, right. But also you don't know if they're open half the time.
And if you want to go and take a short cab ride up, he should hit Martin's Tavern.
Yes, sir. Walk away from Glover Park and go to Georgetown. Down the hill. Go to the waterfront. Enjoy seeing not just the people watching, but also the people pull up on their boats and the bikini-clad women get off of them and then go straight to the bar, which is facing the water.
And speaking of monuments, if you want to see one that people often overlook, take a half hour and walk around the cathedral if you're in the neighborhood. Cathedral is beautiful and often overlooked.
Washington Monument or Lincoln Memorial at night is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the Lincoln is great.
And underneath the Lincoln Memorial, it's actually open in the evening.
Yeah, there's an arcade there.
Double check. There's
I
no
made
arcade.
Out there when I was at AU. I got lovey-dovey.
In front of the Big Penny?
No, behind the Washington Monument. It was kind of like we walked around. Yeah, you know, you can walk around the whole thing, the perimeter of the monument. And then, you're just hanging out. Kids hang out there all the time. It was kind of cool. It's like a parking destination. I'll never forget that. It was very romantic. And I really loved it. It was just kind of a cool place to take your sweetie pie. I loved it. It was kind of neat.
That was like four score and seven years ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I was a baby then. I was a little guy.
It's going to be much cooler at night, so enjoy the time. And if you want to stop by the studios. 11,
is Apollo 11 still on the...
No, it was just that weekend. No, done and done.
All right, so Chris Razor. Lastly, if any of you are at the studios working late any of those nights and need a nightcap, hit me up. Drinks are on me. Chris Razor. Thank you, Chris. That's very nice of you. Hey, TMOS, I was wondering when each of you discovered that your voice was special.
Oh,
thanks, Lori Sandler, Canada.
Mike, you knew when you were five.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I knew that I had a kind of a radio voice when I hung out in my high school years with some of the guys from DRC, WDRC, and I knew how they sounded, and I knew that I could sound like them at a young age. But even then, you know, my testicles had just dropped.
Yes.
So it was really, really special.
Did your testicles drop at the memorial?
What's that?
Your testicles dropped at the Lincoln Memorial, didn't they?
Yeah, just a little bit. Thank you very much. Yeah. My early voice, actually, I have a tape of it.
Oh, how nice. Kill the music.
This is before. This is right in the middle of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hey, kids. Yeah.
Sorry, I got crusty on the brain. Thank you, Rob. Did you ever?
I'm hoping sometimes in 2021 is when that'll happen.
Oscar, do you
never
an
took that deep. Actually, I hate my voice, but you get past it and working.
We share.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving right along. That was a weird question.
I trip.
Hey guys, regarding two Jerry, Seinfeld and Lewis, in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, the car is Jerry's. In Jerry's episode, was a 1966 Jaguar E-Type Roadster, probably the XKE. I think that's what it was called. Regards, Daniel Coombs, and there it is.
Now, I attached a picture. It's beautiful.
All right. Let me show you this car on the Magic Box, because this car right here, Mr. Ram from down the street. Chad's father bought one of these.
Boo!
Bought one of these and had them for years. It was his toy, and he was the only dad in the neighborhood that had a cool car.
Yeah.
And one day, like right around catechism when we were going to, you know, religious school, he gave us a ride after catechism.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God, we went like, it was dangerous, you know, but they were odd parents. That we went like 110 miles per hour.
Oh my God!
But Chad would also get like popcorn for dinner, and you know, they'd have pancakes for dinner.
So you and Chad were both in the Jaguar going 110.
There were three. It was Mr. Ram and three kids. One on the passenger side, two like sitting on the on like the. It wasn't even a
center console.
I don't think.
Were you being chased by a priest?
Come back! I ain't done with you yet.
Mike,
yes.
On Classic Auto Trader right now, you can get an E-Type. I think it's in Herndon, right around your stopping grounds.
Yeah, near Jimmy's, yeah.
Classic Jag.
$66,000.
Oh, that must be a, is it a classic?
It's a classic. Something's up with the top. The seats need to be repaired. Who else knows what's wrong with it?
They're finicky. I wouldn't buy
anytime you buy something online, it's always the same thing.
The only reason I know that is because my father is going through, I guess, the throes of almost being 80.
Yeah.
And wanting to treat himself.
Oh, good. Let him do it. Amen. I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna be that guy 100%. Dad, what about the inheritance? Don't ruin this for us.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing, Oscar. Here's why it's smart. Because he could split up $66,000, but only one person gets a car, and you're local.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen, baby.
I actually said, do what you want. That car. Do what you want, Pops. Do what you want.
You know, with my mom, it's like, we did things. We bought things for her, you know, later on. I remember when my sister, like half an hour before she moved into the assisted living facility, my sister makes me pop for a generator, a whole house generator, so she doesn't get lack of power in the snow. And we bought the generator, and it's like, okay, we're going to move her into the assisted living facility now. But you know what? It late in life, that's fine. I want to be the. I see the guys down in Florida.
Yes.
I see their faces. The guys with, you know, the bald guys, the white-haired guys. Driving their little fancy cars out there, you know? I mean, it doesn't have to be a classic either. It's just a fast car.
It's something you want.
Like a Dodge Challenger Scat Back wide body from 2019 in burgundy with the black wheels.
Mike, I'm excited for you to continue with the mailbag based on that very remark.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rob, this next one's for you. It says here, I want to get a turntable. You sent me a recommendation in the past, but I never saved the info.
Oh.
What do you suggest? Thanks, Dale Collins.
I can answer this very quickly. First, the first thing you do is you go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click the Walmart banner.
Good job.
Once you go to Walmart, what you want is the Audio-Technica LP120. You can get it in silver or black. I believe, Mike, you have it in black, don't you?
I've got the black one that also came with the back scratcher.
It's a beautiful, great entry-level turntable that will really treat your records kindly. And then you're going to need speakers. I like the Edifer-powered bookshelf speakers. There's several varieties there. So just remember.
I have Edifer speakers.
Yeah, they're good.
Do you have them?
No, but I've heard them, and they are rated very, very well, and Walmart has them.
I have Edifers. I have Edifers bookshelves at home, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what you want, but just make sure you buy it through the Walmart link. You can any of the Audio-Technica turntables are excellent, and they'll ship it right to your door.
Wunderbar. The next letter says, I would like to request that the gingerbread man wish a happy birthday to Jake Ham. He's the Virginia Ham.
They are in touch.
For he's the greatest father, brother, nephew, and son that there is. Better yet, he's a loyal second-generation TMOS listener. Also, Pat's the best. And that comes from Phil Ham. So we got three Hams.
Yeah.
So that's all three Hams. Jake, Pat, and Phil.
Well, they didn't mention Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Andy Ham wasn't included.
Andy Ham was not included.
All right, so Jake Ham, can the gingerbread man wish a happy birthday to Jake Ham, Oscar?
Jake Ham! Ooh. Happy birthday, and remember, the hams are getting annoying in the mailbag. So maybe you want to split up your submissions, maybe for just one goddamn week, please.
That's the gingerbread man channeling Oscar.
Can you describe your buttons?
There.
What are those buttons?
Not the gumdrop buttons!
Play the hits, baby.
That's all I got.
Superfan Stephanie Loftus writes, Adam Mayfield celebrated his birthday on July 20th. He will argue that this greeting doesn't count because it's after his birthday and because he's an ass. But I love him anyways. So there's that.
Yeah, that's
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Here's one for you guys free of charge. The gateway to the ass play. Enjoy, Thomas Jewell.
Now, here's why Tommy. I included that. Thomas, first of all, thinks a lot of himself when he says, here's one for you guys free of charge.
Yeah, here's a gift.
But here's the deal. He submitted that twice. Thomas, that wasn't worth submitting once. Stop it.
Oh, stop it. That's Rob saying that. Oh, Rob's going to get the hate mail. Yes.
Don't get gross, people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Rob's job.
Assport. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, the assport's, that's why we include it. It's just funny. But it's dangerous whenever we go in that route because you can have problems.
Yes. On many levels.
Every level.
Absolutely. I got a private show. I got a private joke for you guys today.
Oh, good.
Friggin' love. But I don't trust the Bolivian over there. I have to be careful about it. Boy,
the Bolivian. Sounds like a
good morning
Judith Krantz novel.
To the TMOS crew. This is Mason Miller from blazingly hot and muggy Austin, Texas. If I may be allowed to beat a dead horse, but for a moment, I was listening to a recent bonus show, and you all reached a completely incorrect consensus that the Trouble board game used a Pop-O-Matic dome versus a Pop-O-Matic bubble. You all missed the key reason why it's the Pop-O-Matic bubble. It rhymes with trouble. All right. It's the first line of the commercial's theme song from when I was a kid. You can pop a lot of trouble on the Pop-O-Matic bubble.
Mike, let's go to the audio tape.
Oh, wow. You can pop a lot of trouble on the Pop-O-Matic bubble. Trouble, trouble.
I'll give you trouble.
Pop your piece around the track. If you get hit, you get the back.
I'll give you
trouble.
Trouble.
It's the Pop-O-Matic crazy chase to get yourself
up to a win.
Trouble. Trouble.
I'll give you trouble.
You can pop a lot of trouble on the Pop-O-Matic bubble. Trouble. Trouble.
Great announcer. I win.
The game of trouble.
Trouble. A Pop-O-Matic game from Milton Bradley.
Terrible. Terrible back in the day. It should have been. Trouble. A Pop-O-Matic game from Milton Bradley. That's the way it should have been.
Milton, but hate Bradley. What do I do with my trouble?
Hello there. Should have gotten Ernie Anderson to do that. Trouble. You can pop a lot of trouble on the Pop-O-Matic bubble. Ernie Anderson on ABC. Anyway, as always, thank you for all the years of laughs. That's a good call and a good letter. Sorry. The listening since I was in elementary school. Keep up the great work you all do, and thank you for your time. Sincerely, simply Mason.
Mason.
Hey, folks, next letter. Mike was talking about a Dodge Challenger.
Oh.
Now, here's a letter liked.
Told you.
Liked. He should buy it. Little Mike will remember that Challenger as his dad's car for the rest of his life. Hold on a second.
Mike now is tearing.
just to save.
A little something
put
for
it
the,
on the, maybe put it on the fridge.
Scrapbook.
Right, I'm going to give this to Mrs. O'Meara.
A decoupage.
Let me start this one again.
Please.
Hey, folks, Mike was talking about a Dodge Challenger. He should buy it. Little Mike will remember that Challenger as his dad's car for the rest of his life. I have a Challenger 392. It makes me smile every day. By the way, Oscar is a douchebag. Pony is a snowflake. Sincerely, Don.
Holy smokes.
I don't even know what to say
about that. Jerk store.
Boy, that. Well,
sorry, man.
Well, he had 3 you points. He got to them all.
I take back everything Gingy said about the hams. This guy stinks.
Stinks. You know, that's really Oscar's go-to when you get down to the soft inner cookie really of Oscar. Because one time when Oscar was wide-eyed drunk, I think it was a party at your house, he sat on my father's lap. And he said, you know what, Bob? Todd stinks.
Todd stinks.
You boy.
Not smell-wise.
No, just you'll
never
stinks.
Ever be, you'll just never, kidding. Ever be blue when you buy a 392. Yeah, all right. Anyway.
Back to the car. Back Pop-o-matic. To the car. Back to the car.
Pop-o-matic. All right, thank you.
Mike, hello, TMO. What? Yes,
what if you said this to, sold this to Carla? Said, it's not just about little Michael. It's about me as a man. Like, driving around in a Volvo just doesn't scream, hey, you got your life together.
To be perfectly honest,
yes.
And I'm being honest right now, I think if this is something that I absolutely 100% insisted upon, I would be able to get this car. I think the battle is with me and not necessarily the missus. But it's because if I really lobbied hard, if I just haven't gotten there yet. But every time I see one, I'm like, oh, that's a later model. That's a look at that. That's a no, that's an older model. That's got the that doesn't oh, have
so
the.
So you're at the point where
the
you're
front.
Where you're following like the options even.
Also, it's a want and need situation, right?
You know, it's got the two parking lights
yeah.
that are inside
Ooh,
the headlights,
you're taking a
and
deeper
the
dive.
Parking lights are hollow.
Ooh,
so the light is just around because you know cool. what the you know what it is? It's a hole. That gets more air into the carburetor. That gets more air into the intake.
Don't just look at it, Mike.
Is aspirated more.
Eat it,
Mike. The lights are hollow, like your soul is without that car.
There you go. Amen. Thank you, boys. Hello, TMOS. I have no birthdays or anniversaries to report at this time, but my girls would love a hello from Tim Gunn. He voices a cartoon character on one of their favorite Disney shows, Sophia the First. My girls are Juliana, Morgan, Emmeline. And Charlotte. I called in the show a year and a half ago from the hospital the day after Charlotte was born. See you in Vegas. I loved attending last year. We'll be at both shows this year. If last year was any indication, I'll have to pace myself on Friday in order to be well enough to use our tickets for Saturday. Can't wait. Sincerely, Kelly Crockett. P.S. Love the Yak Shack. Well, let me just say, if I can, a really nice greeting to Juliana, Morgan, Emmeline, and Charlotte. Lovely girls all. Look at them on the runway. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's just a lovely chiffon. That's a wonderful chiffon. Fantastic. Great, great greetings for your birthday, Juliana, Morgan, Emmeline, and Charlotte.
Tim, have you heard anything about the Saturday night show at the Zappos Theater?
Very excited. Not sold out yet. We really need that to get moving. Handful left. Big hand, though. Fat hand. Fatter hand than I want. Remember, keep it tight. Thank you, Kelly Crockett.
Make it work.
And finally, the last letter says, Mike, beware. According to the Boston Globe, a rare albino porcupine was spotted in Maine near Kennebunkport. Watch out for the white pricks. Love, May. May, all the way May.
All the way
all
with
the way
May.
May. That's, oh, my God. May in Maine. Yes, sirree. An albino. If I see it, I'll do it. Well, I'll save this for Scarlett. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Comedy. It's a universal language. And with the TMOS app, you can share the hilarity throughout this big blue marble we call planet Earth. Brush up on your language skills today, such as Swedish.
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
German.
Sign the papers, old man.
Russian.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Even from the heartland of America.
I don't know when she's coming back. I think they come back Thursday.
Share your love of laughter and the More Network no matter where you may roam. All your favorite shows in one place. Plus, you can now connect to the TMOS Yak Shack right from the app. The TMOS app. Recommended by 4 out of 5 Sherpas to be the funniest app in
the world.
Wow. Well, you got me with that one, Oscar. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit guaranteed. Thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you'll find the perfect fit in 60 seconds for both size and shape. Mm-hmm. Plus, more sizes than most other brands and true convenience. Skip the trip and try it on at home. Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels mean no itching. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves hers. She's got them up here in Maine, and you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love has the perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now.
Wait. When?
Yep. To find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase, that's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. We, as usual, when we have the mail back, we are running late. But Oscar just texted me and he threw me for a loop because I got a lot of stuff to talk about.
A lot going on.
Let's tell her to come in.
Okay.
Tell her because I
want
to hear
come
about
on
it.
In.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
Before we do that. Here's the ice cream hack that I promised before.
Please.
Ice cream hack, okay? You take whatever the calorie, you can get a half a cup of ice cream for a reasonable amount of calories, like 160 calories. You double it up, you get a cup of ice cream for 320 calories. That's not too shabby. But what I do, and this is a hack that I had a limited amount of ice cream and I wanted it to go, I wanted to stretch it. So what I do is I put it in the bowl and I make an ice cream float bowl. So I take diet, calorie-free root beer, A&W in this case, and I pour it over the ice cream. And it just makes a big bunch of treat, but most of it is calorie-free because it's mostly the liquid. It's a fantastic deal, and that's my hack.
That's great. And you know what? What's great is that oftentimes when you make a float like that, there's a lot of foam. And that foam is satisfying because the foam has a great flavor.
It's got a great flavor. It's got kind of a creamy, root beery, and so that's it. And, you know, I'm sure people have done that before me, but you don't put it in the cup where you drink it quickly. You put it in a bowl where you eat it with a spoon, and you have a fantastic time. All right, let's welcome our one of our favorite new interns, Dahlia, she of the Airbnb. And Oscar, right back, Dahlia, like 6 seconds ago, Oscar texts me, I forgot to mention, Dahlia got in a car accident this past weekend. Car flipped over.
Yes.
And then he writes, good story.
He's a good salesman.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
No, I'm actually, we're all completely fine, which is surprising and lovely. Yeah.
Considering the pictures I saw, which looked like some horrific newsreel.
We did accuse her of going to Getty stock images for the picture. We didn't believe
her. Yeah, no one believed me that I got in. My parents didn't believe me. My friends didn't believe me. I texted one of them and I was like, you know, I just wanted to say I got in this accident. I really appreciate you. I want you to know that. I don't say that enough. And she just responded, hashtag Google images. Nice try. Don't, like, next time. It's like, what do you mean?
Well, because Dahlia does bits all the time.
Yeah.
It's the little girl who cried wolf. Like,
well, the bits, though, are based in truth. Like her story. I still remember Dahlia telling the story where she walks out of her bedroom and there's some guy without a shirt on.
True.
That's a total stranger with post-it notes and all this crap going on.
But at the root of Dahlia, you know, so you might not know this, Mike. She's in an improv troupe at George Washington University.
Yeah.
Acting.
Yes.
No.
So downstairs when in the edit bay or production bay for Podcast Village,
the annex,
her and the girls always have like these like bits, and they're, I can't tell if they're being dramatic or what's going on. So I see this response even inside our boardroom to her story. We're like, is she telling the truth?
She'll sometimes
what's
come in
here?
With a character voice. Sometimes there's a fake coalition being formed, like, well, AJ is against Leslie, and which side are you on? I'm like, I don't know. And, you know, they've got all this stuff
going
on.
There was a rumor that was spreading about her and Johnny.
Yes.
Bye, Dahlia.
Yeah.
So she's trouble in a great way.
Yes!
She's, you know what she is? She's a king mixer.
Oh, very good. I guess. So were you driving the car or was somebody else driving
I
the
was
car?
Not driving the car. I was in the back seat. And so we were... See,
that doesn't surprise me. Let me just say, with the Dahlia stories, of course you weren't driving the car, but you were in the car. I just, for some reason, yeah. I'm going to be less interested in the story if you're the wheel person. But with you just, you know, talking in the back, you know, saying, you know, when are we going to the theater? And boom, in the car just to, you know. So tell us your tale, please.
So we were driving and we were...
In New Jersey.
In New freaking New Jersey.
Yeah, New
First
Jersey.
First time I go to New Jersey. This is how they welcome me. I walk in. I'm incredibly excited. There's a beach. I haven't, you know, I am so just morbidly landlocked in Missouri. And so the concept of a beach was beyond best day ever, going to visit my buddies. Mm-hmm. And we're driving on this road. There's a car behind us. We try and make a left turn. And as we slow down to do so, the car behind us gets impatient, tries to pass us on the left, and ends up T-boning us and flipping us on our side, and then we start spinning.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. And so,
what is it like? I mean, I can't imagine being... I mean, I've been in fender benders in my whole life, but being in the back seat of a car, it's got to be terrifying, I would imagine, when the car got flipped over, right?
It was. Surprisingly, no one screamed. And my first thoughts... Well, I had two thoughts. One, Matt owes me anything I want for the rest of this year. Like, dude tried to kill me. Lovely. So much social capital in this. As long as I get out unscathed, I'm going to have freaking spaghetti dinners waiting for me after practices all year because he's in my improv group. And my second thought was, you know, I turned and my buddy John ended up saying, oh my gosh, you know, I saw my life flash before my eyes. Did you worry? And I turned to him and I said, honestly, no, I'm pretty sturdy. I knew I was going to make it out.
I'm pretty sturdy. Joe,
I knew I was going to be fine. I was pretty sure I was going to make it out, but I was worried for them for a second.
And we you were upside down when when this conversation's going? You were on your side.
Yeah, so I was so we on rolled the side it up of the ground. The side. Yeah. And then we ended up...
Five people in the car?
Three of us.
Three, okay.
So there's three of us, and my buddy Matt climbs out. Well, first he tries to unbuckle and he's, you know, suspended in the air by his seatbelt. And I'm like, if you unbuckle, you're going to smush John. He survives the car accident, but then gets smushed by not the 2-ton Hyundai, but
when
by
you were
his
in the car, so you're the only person in the back seat. Were you on the right side behind the passenger?
I was on
T-boned?
The right side behind the passenger and Would he you, hit us on the other up? Side.
Could you have been messed up if you were on the... on the behind the driver?
Oh, that door was so far indented, I'd have been.
Jeez,
I'd have been
Dahlia.
A goner. I know.
Wow, that's lucky.
That is so lucky.
But again,
you seem so
sturdy.
Unfazed. Right? You're sturdy. You're sturdy. You know, it's
sturdy.
Like, okay.
He's what? More mad at the dynamics of what seemed to be how much either her friends or family care about her.
Yes. Yeah, so here's, we get through the whole conundrum. We climb out of this smoking vehicle on the side of this road in New Jersey. I'm thousands of miles away from my family and my friends. And I try and call my mom, not to tell her I'm okay, but mainly because after being an adult for, you know, a couple months now, my desire for attention is becoming insatiable. And so I need some sympathy and I need it stat.
Yeah, and so mom's got to be there for you, like I was when you had the bad Airbnb. Mm,
so I'm like, that's Mom, right. I almost died today. And I was, you know, thinking she was going to scream, cry, something. And I just hear her go on the other side of the line. Oh, did you hear your dad? He was in a plane accident today. Excuse me?
Like immediately? And no sympathy at all? Just pivots
no,
to the...
No, just
Your
pivots.
Father got into a
She's
plane
like,
accident?
Oh, glad you're okay. Your dad was in a plane accident. It was just on the runway. Two of them just, you know, touched bellies a little bit, I guess. You know,
was
just
he in that Southwest situation? Because there were Southwest jets that I saw. Was he on a passenger liner? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that was in St. Louis. Then, yeah, they just bumped a little bit.
It was a tarmac collision.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think I read about one on Southwest Airlines.
Of course, because it's a news article about him. And here I am with nothing to show for it.
But in both cases, no one used a turn signal.
And, you know, it's nice that the whole family is narcissistic.
Yeah, so
I think that's great.
I finally
called him. You had a bad day.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Dahlia. You almost got killed in T-Bone, but your dad was on a tarmac and you hit another plane. That could have really been a big... And they got more press. That got, hey, you've got this. Now though you've got this you're telling this story on the
baby.
show. Whoa
yeah
so go. No so oh, I call my dad later on. And so I'm like, okay, mom doesn't care about me. She cares about dad. Let's see if dad cares about me or if he just cares about dad. And so I call him and he just goes, oh, I heard you were in a crash also.
Like, oh, that's also diminishing right away.
Oh, God.
And it's too-
Can you imagine that? You get T-boned and almost killed in an automobile accident and someone trumps it.
Yeah.
Someone actually gets on there and says, oh, you were in one too?
Yeah.
That is horrible.
You
I don't
too?
Blame you.
I'm with I was
you.
A comma addition.
I'm with you on this one. And so I'm totally
he,
with you.
So he turns to me and he goes, well, you know, how many police cars showed up for your crash? He's like, excuse me? I go, five? He goes, oh, single digits? We had 15 police cars, three ambulances, and a slew of fire trucks. Like, yeah, because you're a Boeing 747 or whatever on the in an airport. So,
well, you're okay. Yeah. That's the important thing, right? Oh, my God.
I am all good.
What was the kicker with you had a family text thread?
Oh, yes. And so I, you know, my parents, nothing. And so I look at my phone. My mom has texted my family group chat, and she says, guys, just so you know, Dahlia has been in a severe car accident. She's fine. Yada, yada. You know, we hate New Jersey, whatever it is. And so I'm sitting there thinking, wonderful. Now it's time for finally. My brothers to care about this terrible experience.
Oh, my God.
So no one responds for about 35 minutes. Oh, and then
she's timing it.
And then there's a text from my little brother that just says, classic Dahlia getting in a car accident.
Thank you, Dahlia. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks that for giving this real accident a platform.
She seems shaken.
It was a real accident. Oh, yeah. She's unfazed by it at all. Oh, my God. That's great. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. ABC. A always, BBC, calling the Yak Shack. AIDA, add interest drunk asshats. Add, do you have something to add? Interest, are you interesting? I know you are, because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk, have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You, that's my name.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Liquid IV. I love it, 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 love it, love, 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 love Liquid IV. The fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I'm glad they're doing well. I love to see companies that we love do well. I love it. Now that the warm weather is here and you'll be outside all the time, you need Liquid IV more than ever. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. With an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12, Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier is sold at Costco's nationwide. It's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives, but it is delish, 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 delish. And I'm not Rachel Ray. It's a non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy, and soy-free thing. It provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I love it. You will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com. When you use our code TMOS at checkout, that's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, really quickly, I just want to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitch, I love you, man. You work for the show for a while, and you know I've had lunch with you since you've worked with us. I mean, it's you're a friend,
such a good guy,
and a very nice person, very sweet, good Catholic boy. You know, goes to church and plays the organ in his church, and really, you know, just a good boy all the way around. Mm-hmm. Has a nice family, is really sweet to his God. I don't want you, Twitch. You just don't put pictures of your wounds up on Facebook. For anybody that does this, all right, of all the things I see, and there are a lot of things that annoy people, pictures of cats, that's another one that I hate, but I'm going to tell you, the wounds are the top of the heap. If somebody says, and by the way, move the camera over so we got Rob in the shot a little bit. I have to say this.
the wounds, whether, you know, I was making dinner and this happened. And then you have a big shot of a bloody finger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need that. I don't want that. And Twitch, your poison ivy, your severe case of poison ivy was one of the grossest pictures. And we don't need it. Say you got a raging case of poison ivy.
Actually,
we
don't need say that.
Well, why do people? What is the deal with? Are they looking? Well, they're looking for sympathy.
Does he even know that Dahlia was in a car wreck?
I mean, come on now.
How dare he?
Isn't that just like Dahlia?
Classic Mark Riddell. Yeah. Getting poison ivy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my little thing that
and
I just wanted to say.
And you suffer in silence, Mike. Yeah.
Right.
You sometimes need to reach out to the world.
I know you can tell a story, but I look. I do many different things, and I'm accused of being a hypocrite. But I will tell you, the wound, did I ever post when I got the big puffy eyes or something like that? When
No.
I don't recall that. I send that to people.
But I mean, I have horrible pictures of me when I got this poison ivy, and it got, and my eyes got all puffy. And stuff. I wasn't taking pictures of it and showing people.
No.
You suffer in silence with that.
Yeah,
you know?
You take your eczema or your itching, and you keep it private.
There was one thing that I'll show you on this camera, though, that I picked up at American University.
No, family show. Just kidding, everybody. That's
thank you.
No good.
I told you to use that lemon juice. That's a no good. Oh, man, it's horrible. When do you see a picture like that? It looks like a bad plate of spaghetti bolognese. I'll take a break right now. Come back. My dad, get a plane. What's the deal with that?
You gotta
my
love
brother
her.
Said, isn't that just like Dahlia?
Classic I love Dahlia.
Her. I love her. Classic Dahlia. Classic Dahlia. A car accident. Like she's trying to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Did you get T-boned by that car, brother? All right. Anyway, we'll be right back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. I'm Pony.
Hi, Pony.
Do you like bonuses?
Yes.
How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara bonus show. It's a thing.
Bullfrog.
And you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
That's all. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. Do you like to travel? Do you like Huey Lewis? Do you like to travel? Not me. Traveling is for rubes. I like to travel. Why'd you say that? I like to travel, Rob.
We're playing a character here.
Oh. Do you like to travel? Not me. Traveling's for rubes. You want the Hannibal voice?
That's fine. Yeah, that'd be good.
Traveling is for rubes, Clarice. A trip to the Netherlands? More like the Netherlands. Am I right, ladies? How about Kathmandu? More like Kathman don't. And forget about Ain't Louis, Missouri. No chance for France. Oh, and F you, Peru. Canada? Try Canada. Hey, Tennessee. Get bent. Bent fork. The Belgian Congo is con gone. What is this? In fact, all of Belgium is Belgium. If I want to travel to my happy place, I just pack a bag and head to the TMO's bonus show. No jet lag, no crowded airports, and no chance of diarrhea. When you're sliding into home.
Just click the banner on
our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. And since you're traveling, don't forget your passport to the Assport. Copyright TMOS 2019. So please buy the TMOS show and get ready for a comedic journey in first class comfort. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Delta Airlines. Delta, we love to fly and it shows. Your first bag is only $25. Nice, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Delta Airlines.
Oh God. Typical Dahlia.
There we go. I'm just waiting for the news sound. Thank you very much.
News.
Let me do that again. Jesus.
News.
Thank you.
Boo.
Damn it, Michael. Too much going on today. Hey. Hey, everybody. Forbes released their annual list of the world's most valuable sports teams. Last week, wasn't it the least valuable or the most
most hated, right?
Yeah.
The numbers are based on calculations done over the past year for the NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, Formula One, soccer, and NASCAR.
Mike, you were right. Yeah, you were right. You just reminded me what it was. It was the teams that had the biggest decline over the last 10 years in attendance.
That's right. The top 50 of the big ones, the successful ones, loaded with NFL teams. In fact, 26 of the 32 football teams cracked the list. A big part of that is the NFL's rich TV deals. Yeah. No teams from the NHL, NASCAR, MLS, or Formula One made the top 50. The highest ranking franchise outside of the NBA, the NFL, MLB, and European soccer was hockey's New York Rangers at number 72 with a value of $1.55 billion. I'll give you the
Does that surprise
top 10.
You that's the most valuable hockey team?
Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
Because
of their market.
Hockey,
New York.
Yeah, hockey doesn't do it. It's TV deals. Number 10, a tie between the New York Giants and the LA Dodgers, both worth $3.3 billion. Number 9, the Golden State Warriors, $3.5 billion. NBA, $3.5
billion.
With a B.
Number 8, LA Lakers, $3.7. 7, New England Patriots, $3.8. Number 6, Manchester United, the soccer team in England, $3.81. Number 5, the New York Knicks, $4 billion. Number 4, Barcelona, another soccer team, $4.2
like
billion.
Barcelona.
Barcelona, $4.02. Number 3, Real Madrid, $4.24 billion. Soccer everywhere. Number 2 and number 1. What do you think the number 2 and number 1s are?
One's got to be the Yankees, right?
Rob Spiewak gets the number 2 team, the New York Yankees. And what do you think? Let me give him a ding for that. What do you think number 1 is, ladies and gentlemen?
The Baltimore Orioles.
Hello!
You are incorrect, sir. Rob Spiewak, any guess on number 1?
I got it if he doesn't have
it. Go ahead.
The Dallas Cowboys.
That's a good guess.
Wrong. Dallas Cowboys, you are absolutely right. The Dallas Cowboys.
That was a good guess there, Oscar. Good guess.
$5 billion for Jerry Jones. Hey, there you go.
Remember what Jerry Jones said to me at the commissioner's party?
What's that?
When I said, Mr. Jones, I just wanted to stop by and say hey. Well then, hey.
Well then, hey. Thank you, Rob. I'll be on my way now. Has it been too long since we've seen Matt Damon and Ben Affleck star in a movie together?
Yes.
Or not long enough? You looking forward to this? They're going to write and star in The Last Duel, and it's got them going medieval on each other. They're playing a knight and a squire who are friends. Okay, I like them together, but I mean, what? They're going to be, do British accents or
cosplay?
Something?
What are they doing?
The knight goes to war, and when he returns, he finds that his wife has accused the squire of raping her. The law determines that the men have a duel, and the outcome will be a sign of God's will. Therefore, if the knight wins, then a rapist was dealt justice. But if the squire wins, the knight's wife will be burned at the stake for making a false accusation.
That sounds like a drama.
What they didn't mention is the wife is played by Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Hey, all right. I don't want to be burned at the stake. Hey.
He's on this season with comedians in cars getting coffee.
Is he?
And they're in a diner. And I don't know if you find this endearing, but this diner they go to, you can tell he's nervous. And then Jerry calls him out on him being nervous. He goes, are you nervous talking to me right now? And so he starts sweating even more.
Oh,
he
no.
Pretty
yeah,
funny.
I am.
It's pretty funny.
I need
funny.
A joint.
Yeah, if only he had something he could do to cut his nerves a little bit, calm him down.
Thanks, Jerry. Chef Gordon Ramsay says roasted guinea pig is delicious. He should know he tried it for the new Nat Geo series Uncharted that looks like they're trying to do a Bourdain thing with him a little bit. But it's Gordon Ramsay. We like Gordon Ramsay in the O'Mara household. He won't be offering it at any of his restaurants for obvious reasons. He says, quote, I can't feature roasted guinea pig on my menus here in the U.S. I would be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
It's raw.
I need 2 guinea pig. 3 guinea pig and a Wellington. Wellington
raw.
And a guinea pig. When you spend close to $25 million on a house, the last thing you should have to do is deal with annoying neighbors, but that was happening to Ed Sheeran at his London home. His neighbors were moaning about the noise from parties and other rock star shenanigans. So when the opportunity arose, he spent another $5 million to buy the properties on either side of him. A source said, quote,
Ed has not only made a wise investment, but is limiting the chance of people grumbling about loud music and parties. So, when you're a rock star, you can do that.
Yeah.
So
and look, he also, he's using one of the houses he bought to raise guinea pigs.
Three guinea pigs and a salmon. Thank you. Get ready to be excited about this.
Oh, okay. Boy!
Aunt Jemima just started selling pancakes in a cup.
Ooh.
Yes!
Yeah, you Damn. Add water, you stir, pop it in the microwave, and you've got yourself a cup full of pancake. They come in two flavors, buttermilk and maple and chocolate chip.
But it would just be like a cupcake then, because it's a pancake has to have layers, yeah?
But it's a cake. You can eat.
Aunt Jemima, go home, you're drunk. It's no good.
I think it's going to work. Carla has a thing she makes that's a calorie, low calorie type of pancake thing that she has for breakfast.
I think we're for pancakes at first. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
you think they have to be medallions or discs. Yeah. Right? They don't have to be. You just want the taste.
You want the flavor and the texture.
That's it. Yeah,
but the texture. I think the texture you're going to have a problem because your crispy outer part is going to be.
Well, you're assuming. Mr. Butter in every dish that the pancakes are going to be crispy on the edge.
I'm sorry,
which,
Mike.
By the way, is a fabulous way to cook pancakes.
I'm just saying the way they should be.
Pancakes crispy on the edges?
Mike, you can go home and
Please
boil
tell
it.
Me they are.
You can go home and boil a turkey if you want. It's fine, but it's no good. Of course they're crispy. Yes.
See, that's the way
I never get them that way.
If you go to a fine restaurant and like a great breakfast place and order a pancake, they're going to have that little crisp.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah,
cast iron pan.
Ooh. I think we ought to have a taste test if they come out. Aunt Jemima pancakes in a cup.
Yes.
They start rolling out to the grocery stores now, so they're there. No word on how they taste. Can we have a taste test?
By Safeway on the way home.
Find out if they're there.
Missed for a while? You could buy the pancake batter that came in like a whipped cream can. That was fun. Yep. You could just squirt it.
And a waffle.
Yeah, yeah waffle too. Mm-hmm.
I like the squirt thing. That worked okay for me. I was all right with
it. It was
that.
Okay.
Lots of preservatives, but you know what? We're all going to die of something. And now a little something. There is a 65-year-old guy in Belgrade, Serbia. And apparently he met a couple of Lufthansa flight attendants last week and asked one of them on a date, but she turned him down. So he called in a bomb threat. On her flight from Belgrade to Frankfurt.
This makes
sense. Everyone on the plane was evacuated while the bomb squad investigated and eventually figured out it was a hoax. The cops tracked down the guy, and he said he called the threat in because he believed if he could just keep the flight attendant from leaving the country, he could win her over. Wow, that's something else. When asked about it later, the flight attendant said, "You'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, 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 la. That's it. We got to take a break there.
On that flight, was Dahlia's dad okay?
Yeah. Hey, we hit another. Do you think he sounds like that too?
Maybe.
You know?
Hey, Dad, I got in a car accident.
That's terrible, Dahlia.
I hit another plane.
All right. I don't know. My little playlist.
And now, another episode of The Dahlias.
The Dahlias.
Hello, Dahlia.
Hello, Father.
All right, it's me, your mother.
Oh, yeah, they all sound like that.
And it's me, your mother.
That'd be hard to do. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Allison, did you know that you can ask your Amazon Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show?
Seriously? Yeah. That's awesome. What do I have to say?
It's simple. Just say, Alexa, please, 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 with a cherry on top, I'm begging you, please play the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now playing the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, did you have to sound that desperate, though?
Oh, I didn't think it sounded desperate.
I thought it was quite polite, sweet even.
Alexa, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
My creator Jeff for a while, but I'm single now, hot stuff.
What is this even a commercial for?
To tell our listeners that the Mike O'Mara Show is just an Alexa ask away. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Thank you very much, kids. All right. Las Vegas show.
Vegas!
Sorry, I got to talk about it for real now. All right, what's the tally?
What's the
very latest?
The
handful.
Let me
pull it
up
47
right now.
Oh, it's like
four
card
days
counter.
Ago.
Yep.
You can do better.
We've sold three or two or one or whatever. We need to sell this out.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I want to sell it by two.
38
That's
left.
That's too slow.
We can do this tonight, folks, if you apply yourself.
Just apply yourself. Let's sell it out tonight. It's the Mike O'Mara Show TMOS Anniversary Spectacular.
That would be the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show Anniversary Spectacular.
That's right.
And that's coming November 16th, Saturday night. I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to do Tough Love.
I don't want you to have to do that. It's just, not what people want,
this,
Mike.
This snail trail that's going to this sellout is really driving me, goofy. It's
bananas.
Maybe people are on vacation and they're going to catch up when they get back.
No,
show has a long tail.
It's not the
long tail.
Long tail, Mike.
What do you do when you're when you do 500 shows with Bode? What do you? How do you psychologically handle the?
We have a
the
show
ramp that, up the slow the
we
ramp
have a show
up
that hasn't sold out yet coming up in 2 weeks.
Okay,
so we sold
so
out.
You know how to handle it, right?
Well, no, it's the same. This is the same conversation. Like we would like to sell it out. We're close to selling it out, but it's the and look, it's a summer show in DC. So summer shows in DC are tough to sell out as it is.
Okay.
We're talking about November.
November
in Las Vegas.
I don't want to cancel the show.
Don't you want to go to Vegas? That's not fair. It's not nice. It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not true.
Smart Bob.
We've sold enough now where we're going to do it. I shouldn't say that.
What are you doing?
I hate talking about this because then I end up being honest and I look light.
Light?
No.
Nothing
I look
light
like
about
a lightweight.
Mike,
don't make
no
me like a lightweight.
Buy these tickets, folks. Yes. Buy them. It's going to be a fantastic night. Totally different than the Friday night show. Think of it.
Chess.
Another show. You're already there. Yes. Get it. Do it.
If we sell this show out, I will dye my beard red.
Red?
Red.
Ooh.
No, I won't. Anyway, sell the show out November 16th, Saturday night. I'm not doing anything. No more bribes.
No more bribes.
Sell the damn 38 tickets.
Come on.
Why don't you, if you sell the show, you'll buy the car.
Yeah, I'll buy. Yeah, if we sell the show, if we do it by Tuesday, I'm driving a Dodge Challenger
on stage.
Yeah, hooray for me! Now I really want you to sell.
That's a win-win.
That is such
a
win.
I'll drive it on stage like Liberace. Rob will drive me.
Yeah, I'll be
Rob
your boy.
Rob will drive me,
and then we'll have matching outfits.
And then I'll get out and go, "Don't you love that car? This is Rob Spiewak." Anyway, that's it. The audio vault is now open. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
There was a headline on The Onion yesterday that made me laugh out loud because they look like real news stories. And it says, Tom Hanks vows to play everybody in a movie.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Did you watch the trailer?
No. This
trailer
is the Mr.
Looks
Rogers
good.
My neighbor.
Yeah, the movie is called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello. And I actually love the notion of this movie. It's about a guy who grew up watching Mr. Rogers doing a news story about Mr. Rogers, getting to know him, and seeing what a fantastic, positive force he truly, truly was. But it just looks so Tom Hanks-y. I don't know that I can get past it.
Rob, I think I'm right with you on the progression of... Look, this is a guy... I watched Castaway 1,000 times.
Sure.
I love Tom Hanks.
Loved
as an actor.
Him since Bachelor Party.
I mean, he's been a great iconic. It's just almost, it's constant. It's constant. Can't we, put anybody else in the pipeline? I get it. It'll still be, it probably will still be pretty good, but you're right. Walt Disney, Mr. Rogers, Apollo 13.
Wouldn't it be great if they had a scene in this Mr. Rogers movie where Mr. Rogers has a lunch with Walt Disney, Captain Sullenberger, and the astronaut, and he plays all four roles?
Yeah, Hollywood. I mean, get some, come on now. Put some people in the pipeline.
I hope, and here's the deal. Because I admire what Mr. Rogers did, I hope this is a success, and it continues his legacy to the next generation. But... when you see him as Mr. Rogers, it feels like a Saturday Night Live sketch. It didn't ring true to me. So we'll see what happens. Does the name Maddie Roberts mean anything to you?
She's she's over in Italy. Right?
It's a he.
Right,
it's a he. Maddie Roberts.
That's Maddie Masiello. I'm sorry.
He's the guy that started the Let's Storm Area 51 movement just for fun.
Oh, Todd Moore's friend.
That's right. And here's something fun. He's from Bakersfield.
Oh, wow.
And now he's saying, you know what? It wasn't real, but since we're all going to be there anyway, would it be cool to have a music festival?
It started out as just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to make it like a festival of sorts. I want to have a bunch of different music artists, everybody from the EDM world, and then maybe some indie rock, maybe some smaller guys that are up and coming. I've had a lot of people DM the page, say their bands want to play there, which would be super cool.
everybody could have toast with avocados on it. I mean, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Screams Firefly Festival.
Yep. Yeah. You're going to get a bad cheese sandwich at that festival.
I'm sorry, not Firefly.
Yeah, like there's some kind of scam going on with that.
Fire Island.
You know, you're disappointing people like Todd that really wanted to storm Area 51.
Todd will do it on his own.
Yeah. Have Todd do it, you know? Have Todd pick up the mantle. Hey, we're not going to be like that fake guy that had a music festival.
How
we're
going to
go
they?
Out there. We're going to go dig up the aliens.
That's right. Todd's is not going to be it'll be a tank festival.
A tank festival? Yeah. Bring your tanks.
I think Tom was busy trying to buy property in Florida.
Yeah. Good luck with the island.
To host his own festival.
Yes.
I'll be down there. I'll go down on his boat. I'd
Mike, a name that you should know if you don't, and I know it only from sort of the outside looking in, his name is Frank Welker. And he got his start in the voiceover business over 50 years ago. He was the voice of Freddy in Scooby-Doo.
Mm.
He had that great sort of teenager-y sounding Hanna-Barbera voice.
Mm.
Okay.
But he's gone on. He's never not been a top-tier voice guy. He did all of the lion roaring for the new Lion King movie. There are no real lion roars in the movie. And all he did, you'll appreciate this because you work like this guy, he brought a metal trash can into the studio and created the roars for the Lion King. Listen to this guy. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Wow.
That's
surreal. That sounds like a program director I had back then. WYRE, I think. Yeah, a long time ago.
But also, I believe he also did the voice of Scrappy Doo. I mean, he's been around forever, but it's just very cool.
Can you play that one more time? Because this is also the sound of me waking up on Sunday morning after having the Irish Manhattans. Here's the bad part, right here.
That was the cherry. So that's the great Frank Welker.
So funny.
I'm surprised they didn't use any real roars in the movie. Cool. They're all recreated.
Sorry.
I love it.
If you had a metal trash can.
Yeah.
Oh, that could totally work.
Yeah.
Be fun. Yeah. It'd be a lot of fun. Thank you. Sorry.
We're talked a lot about comedians in cars getting coffee. I watched the Eddie Murphy episode in its entirety, and he brought up that he'd met and hung out a little bit with Sammy Davis Jr. and approached a topic that I'd heard about, but I never heard anyone really give definitive proof of. I think you'll enjoy this.
I got to meet people like Sammy Davis. They were still around.
What was he like?
Just like you would expect him to be. You know what I realized about Sammy? That was Coke. The whole thing with the mouth like this.
It was?
Think about it. He said that whole era is cocaine.
I don't know anything
Sammy
about drugs.
And Sammy is like this with that cocaine mouth. And the whole, the way he would laugh and hug and all that. He was totally coked up. That was all cocaine, man. That was a cocaine thing.
Now, rumor has it, Frank told him he had to get off the blow. It really pissed Frank off. But
I didn't know that.
I had never heard a contemporary, like a younger contemporary.
Cocaine mouth.
No, that's cocaine mouth, man.
Yes, man. Altavis, great to be with you. All right, fantastic. Mr. Tambourine Man. You
know. All right, and let's close with this, Mike. A very peculiar break-in that police had to address.
Police in Utah recently responded to a report of a burglary in progress and instead found a turkey had broken through a window. Which just proves turkey burglars aren't as good as regular burglars.
Pleased to report, though, other than the turkey, no other signs of foul play.
Oh,
that's your magic audio vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, boo. Oh,
boo.
That's it. All right, you heard it. We're not going to do anything special if you sell out the show. Remember that. So get cracking.
Can you promise that?
Yes. I promise nothing special will be done. But the show is going to be great.
Great.
You're still working on that stuff we're going to do with Wessels bells and all that.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
It'll be fantastic. Thank you to Dahlia. I'm glad you're in one piece after your car accident. And thank you, boys, for getting this beautiful backdrop, because it ends up being, even for 1 week, very, very happy.
Yes.
Up here.
7 days.
7 delightful days. Yeah. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is my house. As long as you live in my house, I own the air you breathe. You follow my rules. You act respectfully.
Last time I was this close to male genitalia, I was being flashed by my mentally ill neighbor.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Hey, guys! Kick rocks!